Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here again, taking that stack of sources and, well, distilling it down for you, giving you the essential info fast. Today, we're stepping out of the usual corporate world and heading into the barbershop. We're doing a pretty serious analysis, actually, looking at how you become a professional barber.
Yeah.
What are the real pathways?
Yeah, there are quite a few ways to go about it.
Exactly. So our mission today is really about understanding those choices, and crucially, the trade-offs. You know, we've got source material outlining four main routes, everything from these super fast private courses to apprenticeships that take years.
Right.
So we need to unpack the differences time, cost, and importantly, how much real hands-on experience you actually get. Because that's what counts in the end, right?
It absolutely is. And the sources are great for this because they lay out those four key options really clearly. You've got private courses, apprenticeships, further education colleges, and then, of course, online learning, too. I think the core issue for anyone starting out is managing risk, isn't it? It's like, do you put down significant cash now for speed and hopefully job readiness?
Mm.
Or do you choose the slower, maybe cheaper path, knowing it'll take longer to get fully immersed and maybe earning properly? That tension is sort of central to the decision.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Starting with what sounds like the speed run.
Mm-hmm.
The private barber courses.
Mm-hmm.
Why are these so popular, especially for people changing careers or just starting out?
Well, speed is the big one. They really are like the boot camps of the industry.
It's intensive, yeah.
Totally intensive. You're looking at programs typically running for just 2 to 3 months. That's incredibly condensed learning.
2 to 3 months. Wow.
Yeah. The sources mention options like a 9-week program, which is really focused on getting you immersed super quick. But there are also slightly more flexible ones, you know, 12, 20, even 24-week evening courses.
Okay, 9 weeks is incredibly fast. Now, that kind of speed usually comes with a hefty price tag, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What sort of investment are we talking about?
You're right. It's a significant financial commitment. The figures we're seeing are pretty consistently between, say, £4,000 and £5,500.
Okay.
But what's really interesting, and this comes through in the analysis, is you're not just buying speed. You're often buying access and a certain level of quality control, too.
Quality control? How so? I mean, if you're only there for 9 weeks, how ready can you realistically be to cut hair professionally?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just scratching the surface?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But these private schools often succeed because they focus intensely on practical skills from day one. They often hire, you know, top barbers who are actually still working in the industry, not just full-time teachers. So the techniques are current.
Right, real-world stuff.
Exactly. And the cost usually covers guaranteed practice on live models, like real people, under very close supervision. You learn by doing, immediately. But here's the real kicker, I think. The support structure. Many of these places have built-in job placement help.
Oh, great.
They actively connect graduates with barbershops looking to hire. Some even run their own online job boards listing hundreds, sometimes thousands, of actual vacancies.
So it's a pathway straight into the industry, potentially.
Potentially, yes. It's designed to be holistic, building skills and confidence fast. We see it in stories like James Norris. He graduated from the London School of Barbering, started his own place, Eight Steps Barbershop. He talked about how important that high-level supervision was, and, you know, actually enjoying the learning process, which these focused environments can really foster.
That makes a lot of sense. You pay a premium for the intensive practice, the supervision, and that direct line to potential jobs. Okay, now let's pivot completely. Let's talk about the approach that swaps time for tuition, the traditional apprenticeship.
Right, this is the classic model, the definitive long game.
Long game being.
We're talking 2 to 3 years. It's a totally different time scale.
2 to 3 years.
Yeah. It blends working in an actual barbershop with structured college days, usually leading to an NVQ.
Okay. NVQ, National Vocational Qualification, right? For our listeners maybe outside the UK.
Exactly. That's the recognized UK standard, typically level 2 or 3 in barbering for this path. It's great for younger students, minimum age is 16, but older learners do it too. You're earning while you learn, essentially.
Okay, so if you're in a barbershop for 2 or 3 years, surely you get amazing practical experience. Way more than 9 weeks, anyway.
Well, eventually, yes. But here's the surprising bit that the sources highlight. In the beginning, apprentices are quite restricted.
Restricted how?
Their initial focus is often on the basics, shampooing, keeping the place tidy, setting up stations, customer service basics, building that foundation. The actual advanced haircutting opportunities can be pretty limited in the early months, maybe even the first year. Wait a minute. If the barbershop is employing them,
yeah,
and presumably paying them less than a qualified barber, Why wouldn't they let them cut hair sooner? Isn't that the whole point? Get the experience.
It seems counterintuitive, but it's that core trade-off again. The apprentice gets the education effectively for free, plus a wage, right?
Right, an apprentice wage.
But the employer's priority is their business. They need to protect their reputation, ensure client safety. They can't really afford mistakes on paying customers, especially early on.
Okay.
So this route gives you incredibly deep immersion in the culture of a barbershop, how it runs day to day. But the actual skill development, particularly for complex cuts, is much more gradual. It's controlled. You sacrifice that early advanced practice for long-term steady development.
That's a really interesting comparison. The private student pays, what, $5,000 for the chance to practice intensely, maybe fail safely under supervision, while the apprentice gets paid, but has to wait potentially a long time to get their hands on the trickier styles.
Precisely. Different risks, different rewards.
Okay. Shifting gears again, let's look at the path that really prioritizes budget. Further education, or FE, colleges.
Yes. For anyone watching the pennies, this is often the go-to. The big draw here is the cost.
Which is it?
Often minimal or even completely free, depending on eligibility. That's a huge advantage.
Definitely. And the duration. How long does this route take?
It's kind of a middle ground, typically 1 to 2 years. And you come out with the same recognized qualification, that NVQ we talked about.
Okay, so free or very low cost,
yeah.
Shorter than an apprenticeship, same qualification on paper. There has to be a catch, right? What's the trade-off here?
And that's the really important question for you, the listener, to consider. The sources consistently point out that FE colleges can sometimes struggle to provide the sheer volume of hands-on practical cutting experience you might get elsewhere.
Less time on live models.
Potentially, yes. Class sizes might be larger. The focus might lean a bit more towards theory to cover the NVQ requirements. They deliver the qualification, absolutely, but the intensity of practical work might be less than in a dedicated private school or even over the full length of an apprenticeship. So what often happens is graduates need to find ways to get more practical hours after they qualify, maybe through further training or taking a junior role initially to build up that speed and confidence.
Right. So you save the money up front, which is great.
Huge benefit.
But it might actually take you longer overall to become fully job ready and command a full barber's wage in a busy shop. You might need that extra bridging period.
Exactly. It's about understanding that potential lag between getting the certificate and being truly proficient and confident.
That's a really crucial insight. Okay. So let's pivot slightly. Regardless of which path someone chooses, private, apprenticeship, FE college, what are the universal things that make the training actually work? What makes the skills stick?
Well, the absolute bedrock across all good training is practical experience, real hands-on work.
On actual people?
Yes, engaging with real clients, or at least live models. It's not just about the technical skill of cutting hair. It's learning how to talk to clients, manage their expectations, build rapport, handle the pressure when someone's in your chair, confidence building.
And the sources seem to really emphasize that the feedback during that practice is key. Immediate correction.
Absolutely vital, which leads straight to supervision. Consistently, the sources highlight that smaller class sizes and genuinely expert tutors watching closely are essential.
Makes sense.
You need that personalized attention to catch bad habits early, refine techniques properly. High standards come from good oversight.
Now, we can't really talk about training today without touching on the digital side. Online platforms, we saw things like MHD mentioned. Are these a serious option? Maybe a fourth pathway?
Online platforms like MHD are definitely part of the landscape now. They offer incredible flexibility. That's their main strength.
Learn at your own pace around work and stuff.
Exactly. They often have fantastic video tutorials, really detailed step-by-step guides, great for understanding theory, watching techniques over and over, very accessible. But they have that fundamental hurdle.
Wow.
No supervised practice on live models.
Right. You can watch 1,000 videos.
But it's different when someone's actually sitting there. So by themselves, they generally can't give you the practical competency employers need. They're excellent supplements to other training, or for qualified barbers wanting to upskill. But an online certificate alone isn't going to get you that NVQ or the hands-on proof shops look for.
Okay, so useful tools, but not typically a standalone replacement for the practical pathways.
That seems to be the consensus, yeah.
So looking at the whole picture then, from training choice to actually launching a career, the quality of the school or the training provider seems absolutely critical.
It's paramount. The sources really hammer this home. Check for accreditation. Does the training meet recognized standards?
Make sure the certificate means something.
Exactly. And investigate their reputation. Look for recent student reviews, talk to people if you can. Does the local industry respect their graduates? Also, look closely at the actual courses. Do they match what you want to do? Classic barbering, modern fades, beard work.
Right, align it with your goals, and then once the training's done, it feels like the support the school offers is that last piece of the puzzle for getting started quickly.
Absolutely. The best places don't just teach you and wave goodbye. They have proper career services.
Like the job placement stuff you mentioned for private schools.
Yes, direct help finding jobs, maybe CV advice, interview prep, access to those industry-specific job portals we talked about, some lists, literally thousands of openings. And thinking back to James Norris again, some schools even offer business advice for graduates who want to set up their own shop eventually. That's huge.
Yeah, taking it beyond just being an employee.
It shifts the whole perspective towards entrepreneurship, which can massively fast track a career if you're ambitious.
Okay, so let's try and summarize this landscape for you, the listener.
Yeah.
You've basically got private courses, fast, expensive, focused on getting you job ready quickly with lots of supervised practice, then apprenticeships, the long haul, low cost, or you even get paid, deep immersion in a real shop, but slower progress on advanced cutting skills early on.
Right.
And that FE college is affordable. Get the key qualification, but you'll likely need extra practical experience afterwards to really hit the ground running.
That covers the main structured routes, yeah. And if we tie it all together, the big takeaway seems to be that success isn't just about the piece of paper you get at the end. It's much more about the amount and quality of practical experience you manage to gain on real people.
And the confidence that comes with it.
Exactly. That confidence built through good supervision and repeated practice, that seems to be the real differentiator. Which leaves us with, I suppose, a final thought for you to chew on as you figure out your own path. Considering that apprenticeships limit your cutting practice early on, and FE colleges might offer less practical time overall due to cost constraints, is that big upfront investment in a private course just buying you speed?
Right.
Or is it actually buying you that immediate, high-level, real-world readiness, the kind of competency that lets someone like James Norris transition quickly into running their own successful business? You really have to weigh the cost of that tuition against the potential cost of lost earnings during a longer, slower build-up period. What's the true price of getting competent fast?